just fine.
You all coming to the Thigh Squid Bands before us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll definitely check it out.
That's a good slot.
Let me finish, though, because Pete will get mad if I don't mention him. He gets very sensitive.
Yes.
I do.
No, just kidding. Pete is like, Pete's the bass player, awesome singer as well. Makes the vocals just sound so much better in the band. And
his bass, going.
His bass playing's not bad either. He's going to make me pay for this later. We love to bust on Pete, but he's just great. So Pete's been in the band, 2 years has it been?
It's been about 2 years,
yeah. Yeah, 2 years.
First time on radio?
No. I've been on radio before with some other bands. So
yeah, he
play
played
with,
yeah. Tell him the Super Low?
Back in the early 2000s, I was in a band called Super Low, and then I was in a band called the Melatonins.
I've heard of them.
Back in the day, Jumpsuit Jerry, Beeswax, yep. A lot of different bands. And
heard of Melatonins.
And we played together in another band, too, called Penny
Outlaw.
Oh, that's
right. Yes, we did, yeah. Oh, and Penny Outlaw, of course, yes. That's the current band, though.
That's the current band, yeah.
I had melatonin last night, come to think of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
There you go.
You could have
helped
some
you sleep.
0% chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I want to introduce, he's our rookie, but he isn't a rookie anymore. He's part of the team, Adam Denner here.
Hi, Adam.
Lead guitar.
This might be our year anniversary.
Is it?
Close to it. We're
is it our year anniversary? Yeah. I got my arm around him, and he's really uncomfortable here. Right now.
No, I like that. I'm leaning in.
That's good. Let's take a break.
No, I see some sparks.
No, so Adam's really, he brings a lot of creativity, very accomplished, played in a lot of bands, still plays in a lot of bands. Got a jam band. You want to talk about a couple of bands you're playing in?
Sure. I have a jam band called Atticus. It's a three-piece where we do mostly all instrumental music. Producing an album for a guy named Max Clow and Natick, and that's going real well. And then I, you know, do religious music, and I do, you know, jazz band sometimes.
Interesting.
Know, when the opportunity presents itself. So, yeah,
really
try
varied
to stay busy.
Background, yeah. It's so cool for the band. It's helped us with so many new ideas he's brought in. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
the chemistry in the band's
as
been
as far
great.
As rock and roll, you're coming out of left field with some of that stuff, you know?
No kidding.
But the jam band stuff, like, we'll work on something. It's like, boop, he's got parts. It's amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah, the parts, it's amazing how fast, during the songwriting process now, how fast the parts come in. There's four individual people all. It's almost like a free-for-all. And periodically, we almost have to sit down and say, hold on, let's put the brakes on for a second and sort out all the ideas.
Right.
And we're never short on ideas when we're in the arranging process. It's exciting. It's fast-paced.
How many albums you got out now?
Two, and we're about to work on the third. Hope to get that started this summer. But when we record, we tend to work slowly. We're very persnickety about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Pete, what do you think we should work on next? Got to get him talking, or else he's going to say, you didn't give me enough time to talk.
No. I'm just taking it all in, waiting for the right time.
I've already talked
to crack a gym joke.
Yeah, you should. What songs should we do in the studio, Pete? What songs are we going to do?
Well, we're going to do everything that you heard here.
Yeah.
Minus the one big wheel, which is on Shifting Gears.
Yep.
So we're shooting for a little bit of the first two records. You know, I was, you know, part of Shifting Gears in a small amount, but they're smaller records, right?
Yeah.
So we're thinking about doing more of a full-length
right.
release this time, which consists of 10 songs.
Yeah.
Because we've been working really hard on songs, especially with the pandemic and everything like that. Past, like, obviously you've probably heard the story a thousand times before, but that's when you do most of your writing, when you have the downtime. But here we are.
Yep.
Just looking forward to get back into the studio. You know?
Yeah, we may like release them one at a time. I know it's against the sort of grain. Everyone just releases one song now because the attention spans are so short. But
right.
Is that
we're
the deal?
At least going to get 10 in the can. And
right.
How I release them, whether we do them all together right. or we do one at a time.
Yeah, putting an album out.
Yeah. We've got the material, you know. It's just we're in a lucky position where we've got a lot of material.
Very good. Where are you guys playing out?
Yeah, so we've been playing. We just did the Jungle
Playing?
Yeah, well, we're playing. I like that place. It's got a nice sound system.
Let's stop for a second.
Yeah.
The Thigh Scrapers.
Yep.
Mad Painter. Stigmatics.
Yep.
And
Doors at 3:30.
Johnny Plankton.
Doors at 3:30.
Which is really Richard Mirsky.
Yep.
Doors 3:30.
Yep.
Be there at the Jungle, Somerville.
Yeah, so we've got some gigs coming up. We've got... we're playing at a local festival in Medfield on May 6th.
Belforge.
We're playing the Belford Arts Center. We've got a gig in town at Rosendale, the Square Root, on May 27th.
Oh, I played there. We were actually the first rock band to ever play the Square Root.
It's a great place.
You walk in,
we were
at like
the open end, and we were the first band.
You walk in, you're like, there's no way this could be a rock and roll club, but
it works.
It works. Yeah. It's got a great vibe.
Yeah, it seems like a wine tasting
it's our favorite place.
Area or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, exactly. We're playing with a band called Church of Puppets on that one. That should be fun. And then
wait, is that like Shotgun Waltz and Puppet Show?
Yes, exactly. It's like exactly a Holiday Inn sign for Spinal Tap. He's quoting Spinal Tap. And then we've got a gig at Patriot Place, actually, that we got a summer music series there. Not in Gillette, of course, but
no,
they have a stage
I've been
outside.
I've been in that room.
Yeah. So we're playing there in June. And then we got Notch Brewery in July. So we got like one a month. We're like plugging right along. We're playing a lot of gigs.
The Patriot Place one, now you said that's outside?
Yeah.
Oh, because I've been to it. There's a room with a stage, too.
There is. Live Nation's got a stage there. But they also have an outside, outside the open area, they have an outside stage with sound system and everything. Yeah. And they do a summer music series. And we're set up.
Sweet.
For that. So we're busy.
Now, is that a festival or what?
No, they have bands every Saturday and Sunday. They basically bands that warm up ahead of whatever big event's going on. This happens to be a Revs game that's going on.
How'd you get in on that one?
I had played with another band that had done it, but they were mostly a cover band. So I sent them a note, said, not associated with this other band, but we do all originals. But we've got to, you need two sets of material. You know,
all
stuff.
Right, give me the address.
All right, I'll hook you up, brother. We gotta share our contacts.
Absolutely. No, really. So
there's a lot going on. Yeah.
Have you plugged everything you wanted to plug? What else
absolutely.
You got?
Absolutely. No, that's it.
Websites.
We mostly Facebook, and you can mostly find us on Facebook.
Give a Bandcamp.
And on Bandcamp, we're there, and our video. So the first song we did, Big Wheel, has a video associated with it. It's an animated video.
I
didn't think anyone wanted to see pictures of me singing like an 80s singer. So we made a fun little video there. That's on YouTube. I guess I'd plug that, but thanks. I appreciate appreciate you having us.
Brian, not a problem. Yeah, my pleasure. All right. Well, thank you very much. You guys sounded great.
Thank you, man.
And why don't we take you out with Safety Net?
Sure, yeah. Safety net.
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to Trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your Freeform Station, 91.5 WMFO.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
We can see chart, see radio waves, see it depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Country. stay up too late.
We'll be right back. got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like it all. You love dancing and we look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on. Got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. Stay out tonight.
I'm looking for love. I'm not looking for harm.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. And now it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report, where I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's happening tonight and in the near future, possibly. Copyright chaos, the ruffians, unwanted noise, Menudo Death Squad, Dog Schnitt, Who Killed Spiky Jacket, and Moose Knuckle are at Sammy's Patio in Revere tonight. Welch Boys, Loser's Circles, Chum Huffer, Cry Havoc, and Scumbari are at the Midway Matinee Show, starting in a half hour. The Thigh Scrapers, Mad Painter, The Stigmatics, Johnny Plankton, and the Sea Monkeys of Soul are at the Jungle Matinee Show, 3:30 to 7:15 p.m., folks. The Thigh Scrapers is my band. You come to that show, tell them you listened to a crash course for the Ravers today, I will give you a free Thigh Scrapers CD. Come on down. What else going on? White Dynamite, Casket Rats, The Long Wait at Garage B at the Speedway by Notch. There's a Facebook page to go with that. Lenny Lashley, Centrist Class, Traitor, Already Dead, and Time and Place are at Fields West, Alston. Answer Man, The Grubs, The Love Shamans, There Are Faces Brewery, Brewing in Malden, and they have a Facebook as well. And the Plymouth Punk Rock Market goes on 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Check out the Facebook page. And for all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com.
Yeah! so glad I'm here, I'm still alive. Yeah, and I wanna get in and on her. Yes, and I wanna get in and on her. She's the sweetest thing I've ever seen. A little bit of heaven, little Boston cream. Out of my wildest dreams, she's the sweetest thing that's ever been. Yeah, and I wanna get in and on her. Yes, and I wanna get in and on her. She's the sweetest thing I ever seen. A little bit of heaven, little Boston cream.
Time to be a hero, it's time to run. like I was. All alone at home crying because of you. Best thing I ever did was get rid of you. Got better things to do than see you.
Thank you.
Okay, I gotta do this quick. A caller just notified me. I did not read off the names of the bands before the Boston Groupie News report, so I'll do that right now. There was TA-80 with Summer 88, Glider with covering Iggy Pop's on board, Huck 2 with Say When, Smitty and the Festones with Rebel, Emil and the Sniffers with Security. And then after the Boston Groupie News, we had Moose Knuckle with Trash, White Dynamite with Evil Ballerina, The Varmints with Boston Cream, Greg Walsh's New Ghost with Counting Down to Zero from One, The Real Kids, Who Needs You, Liars, Don't Give It Up Now, DMZ, Don't Jump Me Mother, Frank Zappa, Peaches and Regalia, you know the rest. Until next time, see ya! 91.5 WMFO in Medford.